We are daf nun vav mit beis. Tanya, the middle of the yomit. No kol apeich. A meir oimer kol apeiches. We had in the Mishnah. Let's just see the lashon of the Mishnah to refresh our memories. Rabbi Yehuda oimer. Im rotzo koisev lepsula shtar shel mosayim. He writes a shtar shel mosayim, v'hi kaiseves is kabalti mimcha mone. And she gives him a shoivel, which in Yisod Rashi says, afo pisholoi niskablo, she didn't get anything, mecheles. V'hi kaiseves beloshen shoivel, but it's not a mechila balpe, it's a mechila with a shoivel, which has an alimus. That means, al kaponim, the way the ceremony is, she's giving him a receipt that she already received a tashlumim for the ksuba, chelik of the tashlumim. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says, and if she does this, it works and it's permissible. Rav Meir oimer kol hapeiches lebsula mimosayim. A person who gives to a psula less than mosayim, ula almone mi mone, and he gives less to an almone than a mone, harei zu beilas znus. So Rav Meir is speaking about isurim, that if he does this, it's a beilas znus. So let us see the Gemara. Rav Meir oimer and Dafnun Vavam et Beis, after the first two dots, Rav Meir oimer kol hapeiches. So the Gemara says, kol hapeiches afilu betno. That means he had made a tenai that he won't give her a ksuba of Mosayim. Areyat mekudeshes. Al menashe ein lecho ksube mosayim. Alma kesaval tenoi bottle veisla. Now the Gemara says the whole Megillah, and before we'll see Rashi how the Gemara figured this out, just let's first understand what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara says, Rav Meir is speaking about he made it tonight. Number one, Amanasha ein lecho mosayim zus. And Rav Meir also holds that the tenai does not work. Alma kasava bottle, that alma kasava tenai bottle, the tenai is bottle. That means he still owes her. V'isla. V'kivin da omalo, and since he told her, Amanasha ein lecho mosayim zus, given the Amala Leslach Elamona, Loi Somcha Daite, Vahavila Be'ilosai Be'ilas Znus. So the Gemara saw a very interesting pshat in Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds that even though he made a Tanai, the Tanai isn't Chal and he does owe her. So we would think, so if he owes a ksuba of Mosayim Zus, so what is the problem? Afal Pikein, Rav Meir holds, there is a problem. Because even though halachically he owes a ksuba of Mosayim Zus, but she doesn't feel secure that she'll get a ksuba of Mosayim Zus. She's not such a big balumedes. They made kedushin on a condition that she won't get a ksuba of Mosayim Zus. So therefore, since she does not feel secure, so halachically this has the din of a bilas nus, chachafilu, lalachi, she should be secure, because halachi is mechuyev to give her a ksuba of Mosayim Zus, even though he made her tonight. Now, let us see how the Gemara saw this bedivrei Rav Meir. So Rashi says, kol apoiches afilu betnoi, midaloi tone, kol besulo she'en lo mosayim, va'almone she'en lo mona harezu be'ilas nus. Why did the reason is because she doesn't have a ksuba masayim. So why did Rav Meir have to speak about what the husband was doing? Speak about the end result. She doesn't have a ksuba, it's a bilas nus. Why do you speak about the intentions of the husband? Midalaitane kol psula she'ein lo masayim. V'almona she'ein lamona harei zu bilasnu, shma mina dohochi lashmina. She'af al pi shehi goyve lipsoif, even though she will be goyve masayim zuz. De ein tenoi kayim. The tenai is not kayim. It's masna mashe kosu batoir, and therefore it's tenai botol umayse kayim. Afilohochi. Even the mi'ikore asni, but since he made such a condition, kori lo bi'ilas nus mishum, the mishas bi'alai have somcho daita aksube. She wasn't relying that she's going to get a ksube. Alma kesovo tenai botol, the blavochi lav revusi denokat kola poiches. So the Gemara is medayik from the Loshen Kol HaPoiches, which we are speaking. It's like this, we're beating around the bush. The Chesoron is the end result, not his attempt, what he did. And if the Gemara only spoke about what he did, that he wanted to be Poiches, so it seems that Rameh is telling us for wanting to be Poiches, to attempting to be Poiches, that makes it already a bilis nus. Yeah. So, frag the Gemore, v'hoshaminen leile Rav Meir d'omar kol amasna mashekosov batoire t'noi botol hobiderabonon t'noi kayim. Rav Meir holds masna mashekosu b'teire b'dovo shebemomoyim t'nai botol. Amana she'in l'cholai she'er ksus. It's t'nai botol because he's masna mashekosu b'teire. But it would seem, we'll see the diyek in Rashi and Tosfos, but it would seem if it is masna anachi of the rabbonim, then the t'nai does work. T'noi kayim. So l'chayre, so how does this stem with what Rav Meir is saying here? Here Rav Meir seems to be saying that Tnai is not chal. He's only a poiches. He attempted to be poiches, but the Tnai is not chal. How does this stem with Rav Meir? Since ksubis adarabonon, the Tnai should be chal. So the Gemara answers, Kosova Rameya Ksuba Diraisa, Rameya holds the chi of Ksuba's Minatoire. So therefore, so the Tnai is not chal. So all what he accomplished with the Tnai was Hapoiches. There was an attempt to whittle down the chi of Ksuba, and that attempt alone creates a bilas nus because Leisom Chedaita. Let us see Taisvis. Narashi just said, Voshamina lei le'el. Voshamina lei, we know that Rameh holds Davke by Adiraisis. So Rashi says, le'el. Now, we'll see Taisvis. Shamina lei le'rabi Meir, da'oma masna mashekosu batoire t'nai botol, habidarabonon t'nai kayim. Perish bekunteris, so Rashi says, where did we see this? The Shaminilei bebraise de la'el. The braise said, Amanash ein l'cholai sherk sus v'oinom, is t'nai botol umay sekayim. Ve'im toima, so Tosfos asks a merde kekashe, minolei lemeidik ho bederabonon t'nai kayim, Dilme Koshkein, Dimidarabonon, Zichet Nai Botel. The Ovud Chizik Tvei, Ut Nai Botel, Kemoyle Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara had said, and Daphnun Vova Medalev, that Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Masna Mashekosu Batoira tonight, Bedovashe Bemomen tonight Kaim, but by the Rabbonon tonight bottle, because also Chizikla Debrahim. So the Rabbonon is harder to be Oike than the Raisa. So Taisva says, so where did you see that Rab Meir holds by the Rabbonon tonight Kaim? Fakelt. The Rabbonon is more chomer than a deraisa. Rabbi Yehuda that holds Tanai Kayim by a deraisa holds Tanai Bottle by a Rabbonon. So Rabbi Meir is machmer that a fill of a deraisa Tanai Bottle kosh can be the Rabbonon. V'yeshloima de dayik midalek toni la'el al menas she'en l'cho olai sher ksus va'oina uksube. Why didn't he say all the chiyuvim that come along with issues, and if he made this t'nai, so the t'nai will not help. Kiven the ike man de yomar, now there is a man de yomar, the Rosh Hashanah says this is a Rav Shimon Gamliel further, d'loy osu chachomim chizik ledevrayim, afilu kishel teira. That means Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, like Rab Meir, that Bishel Teure, Amasna Mashikosu B'Teure does not help, and by the Rabbona Layosu Chachomim Chizika Devreim Kishel Teure, it's a Christ, Kishel Teure. So Memele, so Rab Meir, if Rab Meir, so there's a Machlekes Tanoim, is that the Rabbonon kill Mina Teure? Or is Adarabonon more chomo than a Torah? So, Bemis Nisamach Leikis Tanoim. So, Rab Meir should, if he holds that it's more chomo, he should have mentioned this. And Fakert, he's only speaking about the Erises. So, it would seem, that means I can't figure out myself. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold by the Rabbonon? What does he hold by the Rabbonon? Rabbi Yehuda holds it's more chomer than a deraisa. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds it's killed than a deraisa. So why didn't Rabbi Meir tell us his opinion? So it seems by not speaking about the Rabbonon, he said by a deraisa is my bottle. So now we figure it out. So by a Rabbonon, so Memele it's my kai. So, why should he have said it? Because Rabbi Yehuda is made by Ksuba that night bottles. Maybe that's why he didn't say it. So, Memele, if he held at the Rabbonon night bottle, he should have said it. And if he didn't say it, is a rai he holds by the Rabbonon t'nai kaim. That was the Gemara's kasha. Hobi the Rabbonon t'nai kaim. Taime, hoshemine leile Rabmei beperik azov, the oichel trumas meiser shol demai, if a person eats trumas meiser shol demai, the meisev chaimish. That is meisev chaimish. The also chachomim chizik ledevreim kishal teira. So even though the trumas meisa of the mai is really nothing, minateir it's nothing, it's not meisa and it's not trumas meisa, the rabbonon called the tikkun rabbonon came the reise tikkun, just like trumas meisa minateir vazor itzit you pay a chaimish. Trumas Maisa de Rabbonon also Yepeya Chaimish. Fine. Ubereish Hacholitz, Gabe Muuberes Chaveiroi, Umeinekes Chaveiroi. Chazal answered to marry Muuberes Chaveiroi, Menekes Chaveiroi. The reason is because later Muuberes, when she'll have a child, Umeinekes, maybe she'll become this Abel. And she will not be able to be meinik her child. So Chazal asked her to marry her. Now, Rav Meir holds that Chazal really put their foot down on this. And they said if he married her when she was a muberes or meinekes, he can never remarry her. Now that's a meridike chiddish. He did an avla. But let's wait after 2 years. She's not a menekes anymore, so why can he marry her now? No. Rameya said, we'll show you. You aren't allowed to marry her. So Mameli, even though now there's no legitimate reason why you can't marry her now, you can't remarry her, period. So we see Rameya holds Osu Chizik Lidivreim Yesa Mishal Tayyar. And over here, in the Baitanai, Almanah Shein Lecho Ksube, the Gemara assumed that Ksube is the Rabbonon. He holds that it's Gringa. He holds that it is Gringa. So we see Rab Meir holds that the Rabbonon is as Chomer as Adiraisa. Adarabonon is more chomer than Adiraisim. And here, he holds that it's, that at night can be oiker Adarabonon. Be a shloima. So Taisvis takes apart each case differently. You can't, compare each case. Tahidi Yevomis Mishum de Knosehu. There was a knas. He did an avon de kansen. No, by a knas, also chizuk devreim yaisa. That's a different parsha. If you kansen, also chizuk yaisa. Vahida azov gabi trumem, chen gabi geta maisi hosam di surehu, hosam also chizuk kishel teure. That's isurim. Isurim, you didn't play around with the rabbonon de ki isurim. V'hochi gabi ksube she'enoi loy iser v'loy knas ela momoina ba'alme layoso chizeklal. This is a third type of adarabona. This is achiv ksube. This is achiv ksube. Now the shailas, can he be oiker this chiv ksube? So this is not isurim. This is not a knas, so he holds it's a tzachiv darabonon, a chiv darabonon, you can be yoker with a knas. Kesover Rab Meir ksube deirais. So the Gemara says, no, the ksube is a deirais. Frektach toisvis afal gav de ksubis almone darabonon. So toisvis asks, Rab Meir is speaking about a ksube of an almono also. Kola poiches lepsula mimosayim ulamone mimone harei zu beilaznus. So memele, so why was Ramei Machmer by ksubis almone? This is a bitter geschäft. By the rabbonon, he holds you say master mashakosa beteire. So before we see Taisvis Teretz, I'd just like to say over. So the Rashba brings down a Teretz, that the Rameyot's Ksubis Almone is also a Deraise, and the Rashba brings a Mekor. The Gemara says on the Fyudam at Beis, why is she called an Almone? Where is this word Almone derived from? The Ein Lok Ksube Elomone. So Memele, you have to read between the lines. So if the Torah called her an Almone, so that's what it means. Ein Lok Ksube Elomone. So Vaisteis Ksubis Almone is also a Diraise. The Yaivitz wants to say by us, it says when the Pasuk speaks about Ksubis Kimoyar Habsulais, the Moya of the Psulis, Habsulis, so it would seem, is another Moya, Kemoya Habsulis. So, that's what he wants to say. About Kaponim, Taisus doesn't hold like that. Taisus assumes for a double Porsche that Aksubis Almonas Adarabona. So now we have a problem. Mikol Malkem, so Taisus says, Ike Ksube Dieraise. The Ike Ksube, that means Ksubis Besula is a deraise. So Memele, so if the Yesod of Chiyiv Ksubis is a deraise, even though by this Ish it's not a deraise, but that's already the dink sube has a chaymer at the reise, so my mele, even though be proti is this ksube at the rabbonon, but Chazal gave it a din of a the reise, that he can't be oikered with a tnai. Ocheein ze omrinen besoifa oru, omarei lab yoichne lereish lokish, Misovres trumes bizman hazeh de rabbonon. You hold trumes bizman hazeh de rabbonon. Omboloi in. Yes, I hold trumes bizman hazeh de rabbonon. Shani oimer, igul bi igulim oile. That igul bi igulim, this is a double shebe minyan, it becomes bottle. Vi trume bizman hazeh de yeraise, if trumel bi amenatoire loi hoya oile. So Memele so Reish Lakish that said Igul be Igulim is Oyla is because Trumas Ben Azeh Zed Rabbonim. Frektoch Toisvis Afa gab de Trumas Ta'enim de Rabbonim. Why did Reish Lakish have to say Trumas Ben Azeh Zed Rabbonim? Let's say Trumas Ben Azeh Zed Reise, but Trumas Ta'enim is Zed Rabbonim. And Igul be Igulim is talking about Trumas Ta'enim. But that's nothing. Even the Iker Trume Mia, the Reise, since Trume Bechlalos are the Reise, so then you wouldn't look, but this Trume is at the Rabbana. No, this, that means if the Iker Trume Bismaneinu is at the Reise, they would not be makel by one case which is at the Rabbana. Then Trume is at the Nava the Reise. So be made with the same thing, since Ksub is at the Reise, even though Ksub is at the Rabbana, but, that it's all, they gave all ksubis one day. Vim taima this nan lekamon, ba koisiv, kosev lo din advorim ein li benechsayich, bechayayich, bemoisich. He wants to be mesalik himself from ha-Yerushim. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel oime yirsheno, o masik al liba derab, dirushis habal derabono, וחכמים also חיזק לדבריהם כשל תורה, and that is why he can be mesalik himself from Yerushas Ishtoi. So Taisa says, ומה צורך להי תיימה? Why do you have to, that means Yerushas הבעל is the רבונן ועשו חיזק לדבריהם. I just said that if the Etzem Inyan is Adereise, so even though this Prat is Adarabonon, but they gave it Adereise, that we have by Bittel Trume of Ta'enem, we have this by Ksubis Salmon, but the Etzem Inyan of Ksubis Adereise, Etzem Inyan of Trumes Adereise, it wouldn't become Bono. Ma Tzorich Lai Taim Afilo Lai Osu Chizuk LeDivrayim. Typically, Mishum de Ike Yerusha de Ereise. Vieshloimed loidomye Yerushas habal lashar Yerushais shabois machmas kurve. Taisva says you can't put into the same pot Yerushas habal and all other Yerushas. All other Yerushas are a Yerusha of kurve. Lemishpachtoi v'yorash oisa, the blood relatives. That's the din Yerusha min ha-Toyre. A Yerushas ha-Baal is not a blood relative at all. It's a different type of Yerusha. It's a different seder of Yerusha. It's not a Yerusha of a relationship. So memele you can, so all the other things, this is Aksubis, Amon, this is Aksubis, so it's a ksube that the ishus is machayev. Yehi on the chaymi da rabbonim, but it's the same thing. Trume, then is a deraisis, even though this mean is not a deraisis. But this is a different sug of Yerushin Gansen. So if this is a derabonon, you wouldn't put it together with all other ksubis, even though they're the raisis. That's what I want to say. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that also chizul kudavrem kishel tayre. Zog the Gemara weite. Tanya Rabbi Meir oimel. Kol hapoiches lepsula mimosayim. Ulamone mimone. Hareizu beilas znus. Rabbi Yoisi oimel rashoi. You're allowed to. There's no problem. That means Rameir is saying Isurim also. like we had before, you can't be poiches. And even though you can't, but if you attempted to be poiches, it's a bilaznus. Rabbi Yossi Oimer Rashoi, two things. You're permitted to be poiches. We'll see, you can be poiches and you're permitted to be poiches. There's no such thing. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Rotze Kosev Lepsula Shtar Shal Mosayim. He writes a Shtar V Kosevus Loi His Kabaltim Im Chomone. La Mone Mone V Kosevus Loi His Kabaltim Im Cho Chamishim Zuz. So it seems we have here a three-way machloikis. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Rabbi Yossi Eimer Rashoi, Vafilu al pe nami tinoi kayim. Vaosa Rabbi Yudul Meimer, nami Rashoi ke Rabbi Yossi, miyar al pe tinoi botel ke nabrin ilel, chachomim osa chizuko devreim, Yossi Mishal Teirem, Avo bos limchel tichtoiv shoivo. So now Rashi says that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda agree that there's no issa, even though there's no chiyuv ksube, even though you're poiches in the chiyuv ksube. But now there's a machloikis, how one is able to be poiches. So Rabbi Yossi holds tnoi kayim. So let us just remember what Rashi is saying. So tnoi kayim, it would seem to be that Rashi is saying he made a tnai, al menash ein lechok sube. Rabbi Yossi holds tnoi kayim. Rabbi Yehuda holds ain't noi kaim, also chizuk devreyem yoisa mishal teire. But if she wrote that she was mekabel a shoiva, if she wrote a shoiva, she was mekabel the ksube, so then he doesn't have to pay her, he only has to pay her what's left over. Fine. Zok the Gemara weiter. The sova Rabbi Yossi Rashoi, you're allowed to, you can, and you're allowed to. The Ramino Aleshu Akasha, ein oisin ksubes isha metautalin, mipnei tikkun ha'olam. One should not be miyached metautalin for the ksube, mipnei tikkun ha'olam. What is the taich tikkun ha'olam? What is the Rashi? This is it. That means I'll take something that's worth Masayim Zuz. This is your ksube. That's it. Neitikan ha'ilo, shema yevedu. That means that's a ksube. What happens if it gets lost or finished? So she doesn't have a ksube anymore. Or yifresu demeyim. There's a market. The values of chafetzim fluctuate. So mibneitikan ha'ilam. The Tanakhama said that you don't make a ksuba metaltalin. Omar Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Yossi said, v'chima tikkun ha'olam yesh bazu. What kind of tikkun ha'olam is over here? V'aloi en ktsuvim, doesn't have a standard price. U'poichsim, it can get cheaper. I don't understand you, Rabbi Yossi. Tanakama nami ain't no isin koma. What are you asking? If the Tanakama would say you're allowed to make a ksuba from miyachad metaltlim, and you're saying it's no good because it might get cheaper, so we understand. But the Tanakama said ain't no isin ksuba isha metaltlim neitika noilam. So what are you saying? It doesn't have a standard price and can get worth less than Mosayim. So the Gemara says, Tanekame nami einayshin kama. That's the most kasha. Elo lav hochi kama. So we have to say pshadas like this. Bamedvorim amurim. That was the Tanekame said that you cannot make a ksube from a taltalim, bishle kibul olav achayis of gneva vaveide. Aval kibol olav achayis oisem. But what if he's miyachin metalpulim? He said, listen, if it gets lost, I'm miyachin my kakois to pay for it. Oisem. Then you're allowed to make a ksube from metalpulim. But also Rabbi Yossi lemeimas. Rabbi Yossi said, ki kibol olav achayis, afilus mekabol achayis av aveidim. Amai oisem, voloyen ksubim, but it doesn't have a kotzov dike price, a standard price, upoichsin. So Rabbi Yossi tainted, you cannot make a ksube from yichud metaltlim because it might get cheaper. So the Gemara says, so now I have a big problem over here. Uma hashta, uma hosom didilme pochsi. This person made a ksube of something that's worth 200 zuz. So, but Rabbi Yossi says, no, this is no good, because maybe the market might go down and may become worth less than 200 zuz. Chayish Rabbi Yossi. That's what says Rabbi Yossi in that paraisa. Hoche de vadei kopochse leikoshke. So I don't understand. And if he's takepoiches, Rashoi, here Rabbi Yossi says, you're allowed to, and your poiches, and she doesn't have, and here he's mate, and there he's afraid it might be poiches. So the Gemara says, Hochi hashta, what kind of cash is that? Hosam lo yodi de tochel. There she wasn't moichel. That means he was miyached metaltalim, and finished, and he told her, this is your ksube. He didn't ask her, Rebetzin, what happens, let's get down to earth. I mean, what'll be if the market will go down? And he never mentioned it. So Mamela, he just miyached it, and she's very naive, and she's makabu this. So there Rabbi Yossi says, chas v'sholem, not allowed to do such a thing. Masha'en came if he spoke out with her, he said, "I'm not sheil lechok subis." She was masking b'chol haKovid. That's the most terrible. Hochi hashta hosam lo yode de tochel. Hochi yode v'kam ochlo. Here she knows about it, and she was Michael. Let us see Rashi. Ein ktsuvim, ein demem ktsuvim meilomis, it's not a standard price forever. The moikri can get more expensive. Umoizli, it can get worth cheaper. Hilkach pa'omim shapoichsim, sometimes it might get cheaper, michdei ma'ashe shom, for whatever they evaluated it. Ein eisim koma, obchisanami bechlati kanoilomu. So Mo says, no, that Rabbi Yossi heard from the Tanna Kamish Lekibol Olo Vachayis Habal Im Yoivdu. Uporish Leitanid Lechayis Lezule El Eloinze. The only one Chayis for Oinze, if something will happen with it. Bekobole Rabbi Yossi, Lekibol Olo Vachayis An Oinze, Nami Manis Kanoi Lombakach. And that the Gemara says a chiluk. Ein oisin ksubis isha metaltalim. One cannot make a ksubis isha metaltalim. Vohodom rinen bepeire kame, omolo atvesu metaltali, kshekibol olov achayis, im yoivdu oi yozoilu. Now, we won't appreciate what Tosfos is asking or answering till we'll just look 1 second in the Gemara Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, and then we'll see, it's not so poshut. And Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, the second line, Rabbi Ami Shore Lemivul Betchila B'Shabbos. Rabbi Ami was matter for someone to be boil a psula betchila b'shabbos. This is all sugya, you're allowed to, you're not allowed to. No, he was matter. Omru lei rabbonon v'ho loiksive ksubosa. Rebbe, there's another problem. They didn't write the ksube. And so how could you be matter to be boil her? There's no ksube. Not to be boil nisha without a ksube. Amalohu atvesu metautlem. What the problem? You have a problem about exubis. So ben kacha. We can't write exubis now or Shabbos. Atvesu metautlem. So just give metautlem for. Nula metautlem tachas yoder rashes b'mashkin l'shibet ksubosa at sheyichtavu shtar ksubosa b'shibet kaka. Listen. Ben kach, give her a mashkin of metaltalim. So now, and this Gemara, Bemison, the Ran asks Akasha, Litten Shabbos Geret, but you're giving her, you're making a kinyan in Shabbos, you're giving her a mashkin of metaltalim, this is doch. Not allowed to make a kinyan in Shabbos. Faker the Yerushalmi says you're not allowed to be boiling almona in Shabbos because you kaina with vila, and the what said you kaina lagabi Yerusha. You don't make kinyanim in Shabbos. So the Ran says on this two terutz. The one terutz the Ran says, Bemison, this is a mitzvah you're allowed to. I almona's fahesia. That's what it means. Okay, you have to know the almona's called more fahesia. This is not called so much fahesia. So memele, so therefore, you're allowed to. Then he says another teretz, he says a second teretz that, speaking about Erev Shabbos. So it was Erev Shabbos, but there wasn't time to write a ksuba. That means it was right before Shabbos, and the God of Het is allowed to be boiler on Shabbos, but there was a kasha, the one be exuber b'shas bilo, so he says, atfas salam metautl. Now, others want to say, on the etzem kasha of the Ram, others want to say that a psamashkin is not a real kinyan. A psamashkin, not too gefährlich, so it could be there's no such problem. But Tosfos just was moisiv. Besides the mashkin, they were mekabel lachayis. So lachayre made a kinyan chalipin in Shabbos. It wasn't. So it's not so poshut. I saw the yellow sashacha is moira. The yellow sashacha and davzayim is moira. Unless if Taisus holds like the second teretz of the Ran is Golgot, I mean, this is a mamish against Aisik, a kinyichalib, Shabbos. Okay, maybe it's also Alfred Mitzvah. Now, Koponim, that's what Taisus says. Let us see the Gemara. Next Taisus is on the Gemara. Vaita. To figure out what the Gemara is speaking about, let's go further. Achsei de Rami Bar Chome Havis Nesiva L'Rav Ivye. The sister of Rami Bar Chome was married to Rav Ivye. Ilchas Ksubosa. She lost the Shtar Ksuba. Also L'Kame de Rav Yosef. So they came to Rav Yosef Ashad, the lost the ksuba, what do you do now? Amalei hochem avida mashmul, zu divrei rameya, avochachomim aimrim, ma she odam es ishtoi shtayim v'sholishonim, v'loi ksuba. So what does Rashi say? Let's see Rashi. Ilchas ksuboso, shtar ksuboso. She lost the shtar ksuba. So the Ramei Adam Elel Kol Apoiches Lapsula Mesayim Vafilo Betnoi Vatnai Bottle Kori Lei Bilas Nus Mishum Deloi Samche Daita. She doesn't feel secure. That means even though halachically the Tnai doesn't help, but he made a Tnai and she's not such a Melomedes. That's called a Bilas Nus. She doesn't feel secure. Vochenami Le Ramei Oda Osalishis Isha Shav De Shtark Subosa Vafilo Islo. She'll have a ksuba. Like Mavse de Bahochi, she doesn't lose the ksuba because she lost the shtar ksuba. The gavye betnai bezn. She's gaiva the zatnai bezn. Miu loisom chodaita. The omra kitavana lei. She's not saying Berda. She doesn't have the shtar, so she's afraid she'll mourn from him, or say praticha. Aye, she doesn't know it's a teinach ha'maisa bezn, but she doesn't know. She feels insecure already. Hilkach be'ilas znusi. So that was the shaila. So Rebbe, she lost the ksubis, so now, what do you do now? So he told them, Ramei, Abba Chachomi Moimim, the less all meichish mishim mismachdait it have it be less nus. I feel all this. She doesn't have a ksuba for a few years, but there's no problem. He also have a ksuba, no problem. Omalei Abaye, so Abaye told, Yest Rav Yosef, Omar Rav Nachman, Amashmul Alochek, Rav Meir, Begzeiro, Isov, Rabona, but we paskin like Ramei, in the Chumris of Ramei, we paskin like Ramei. He said, oh, Yochi, that it seems he didn't know this, that, so Rav Yosef, Zil Ksaivlo. So go right and look super there. What does Rashi say? Bigzeiroiso bedovoshu machmer al dvar teure beiser veheter ayidei gzeiras tivreim. Rashi is a very interesting pshat. The Ritva Ersan Rashi. Gzeira is usually, we understand gzeira, you go to one thing or to another thing. Here, according to Rameya, this is, you have to know. What the Gzeir is. The Ritva wants to say the Gzeir is, that means he was Goyza when, even though she has a Ksuba, Otto when she won't have a Ksuba. Then it's Taka Bilas Nus. Psarashi doesn't seem to say this. Could be like Ramei can never make such a matzah that she never have a Ksuba. She always has a Ksuba. It's Masa Mashikosuba Teira and then it never helps. So according to Rashi couldn't learn Gzeire Otto, she won't have a Ksuba. You always have a Ksuba, but Mitnai Besen. So Rashi says, Gzeire Oisab is Gematri, Gzeire is Divreim, the Rabbonon. He says, whatever Rab Meir is Machmar, Allah Teire, we pass can light Ramei. Yocha Gzil Ksaivla Ksuba Achiti, then you have to write another Ksuba. Vahadam rinen la'el la'ikosav la'ksube b'sula goyve mosayim. If he didn't write a ksube at all, you goyve mosayim, v'kmina kerameya. So the Gemara says, okim b'mokim, so Rashi answers, osim b'mokim shen kaisvin ksube. There it's speaking about a mokim that no one writes a ksube. The kulu atnai kosomch atnai bezn kosomch. They're the same hand atnai bezn. So Mimele, so there it's taket some chadaita. Here, they wrote, there's a place they write ksubis, so she already feels insecure. Inami b'mokim shekoisvin, maybe they're speaking about b'mokim shekoisvin, v'goy v'loramei mibilas nus be'isari. Yeah, we're going to learn now, the next gemore, it not only is it a little complicated, some say to hold cheshbin, but that's not the Ike problem. There's another problem here to understand the Gemara. And, I was having difficulties to understand the Gemara. And then Baruch Hashem, I found I was in good company, that many people had difficulties in understanding the Gemara. I just like to read the Loshen of the Maram Shif on this sugya, which we're going to learn now. Va'ani ba'avinoisei harabim, ein li asife v'kibet shalomdim le'eis atar kashahoyeli leired v'lolein ba'umke shal aloche eidei maso matn. That means other sugyas he had, a big kibbutz of Talmidei Chachomim, and together they were able to get a klolkeit in the sugya. This sugya I don't have. Who berachmov yizake oisi lekach kasherim levovi vechevitz Hashem beyodi yatzliach kiat Hashem toiv v'saloch veyeroichei v'tzlach al baremes v'an v'tzedik v'mheira omei. So kaponim, the Maram Shif, with the godless of the Maram Shif, he didn't have a pesazoi and his darga of Talmidei Chachomim to be mevarer the sugya manoy maranam. So kaponim, we'll learn there are shverikaitin of it, which were very difficult to understand. So al kaponim, we shouldn't be too much nespoil. So let us see the next Gemara. Ki osa Rav Dimi, Oma Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Oma Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bal Kapor. Now, so Rav Dimi is saying over a member of Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bal Kapor, but let us just refresh our memories. We had a machloikis Rav Yehuda and Rav Yosi. Now, the Pashtis, Rav Yosi said, Rashi says, that Rabbi Yosi holds you can make a tnai, fa'afilu al peh, if they'll make a tnai, menashe ein locho ksube, it will help. Nami tnai kayim. Also Rabbi Yehuda lemeima nami rashoi, if you, it could be poichis a ksube, mi al peh tnai botel, also chizuko devrayim, but you have to write a shaiva. If you write a shaiva, so that has a formality, that she got paid already, then it's good. But with Tnoyim Balpeh, forget about it. You cannot be Oike Dechiyev Ksube Balpeh, that sheet is Rab Yehuda, or Sochizikul Devreyem Yaisa Michel Teire, and Rab Yaisi old Yikut. That's what we know. Now, Rav Dimi said over, Ki also Rav Dimi, Omer Rav Yeshua ben Pazi, Omer Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapore, Machloikis, the Machloikis of Rav Yosi and Rav Yehuda, Betchila. That's Tavke, Betchila. Avol Besoif, Ledivrei Hakel, Eino Meicheles. Everyone holds you can't be moichel. That means we don't know yet what chil and saif means, but al kaponim we know one thing, that Rabbi Yosi, who is meikel, that's tafke betchile. Besaif, he's moide to Rabbi Yehuda, and you need ksive. That he's moide to Rabbi Yehuda, and you need ksive. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, and Rabbi Yochanan Omar, bein bezu machlokes. And Rabbi Yochanan says, you said that what? That Rabbi Yosi is moide to Rabbi Yehuda besoif, and you need ksive, and Baal Peh doesn't help. No! Rabbi Yosi is consistent, there's no chilek, tchil, and soif. Rabbi Yosi holds Baal Peh is good. Rabbi Yehuda holds you need ksav. They're all consistent. Omar Rabbi Abo. Fine. So now we only have one problem. We don't know what the tchil and the seif is. But already we see that there's a machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Kor and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. If Rabbi Yosi, what does Rabbi Yosi hold besoif? Fine. Omar Rabbi Abo, now Rabbi Abo said, L'didi mefarshali minei de Rabbi Yochanan. Now I heard from Rabbi Yochanan, Dano v'Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi loy palginin adodi. Rabbi Yochanan said, I said a statement. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said a statement. So I heard from Rabbi Yochanan, there's no disagreement. We both hold the same thing. Mai betchile dekoma Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, tchilas chupe. By the knisa lechupe, then Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, there's a machloikis. Before she's nichnas lechupe, there's a machloikis, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. Umay soif, and what he said, that besoif Rabbi Yosi is moide, that soif Rabbi Yosi is moide, you need a shaiva, soif bia. Soif bia means after bia. That means after he was boil her, Then you need a shaver. So far, what did we hear so far? So what is Rav Abo saying? First, Rav Abo heard from Rabbi Yochanan as follows. First of all, what did Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that betchilas knisa lechupe, there's a machloikis, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, if balpe will help. After bia, Rabbi Yossi is moide that you need a shayva. That is what Rabbi Bohu said. That's what Rabbi Yeshua holds. Now, let's see again. Omar Rabbi Bohu, Lididim mefarshali mineida Rabbi Yochanan. I heard from Rabbi Yochanan, Da'ano, Rabbi Yochanan said, Da'ano v'Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi loy palginen. There is no machlokes between us. Loy palginen adodi. Mai betchile dekoma Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, tchilas chupe. Before they enter the chuppah, there is a machloikis, does balpeh help? Umay soif, and that what Rabbi Shuben Levi said, besoif, Rabbi Yossi is moidi nirashoiva, soif is bia, soif bia. After bia, you have to write a shoiva. Bechika mina ano, Rabbi Yechon said, that what I said is a machloikis, bein betchile, bein besoif, bechika mina ano, bein bezu machloikis, tchiles chupe, besoif chupe, that he tchiles bia. Tchiles bia means before bia. Let's not get misled from the lashonis, which are alone confusing. So memele, so, so bekitzel, so now we know Teitschwelter, that Rav Dimi had said that if let's see Rashi, and then we'll see. Machloikes the Rabbi Yehuda ve Rabbi Yossi. The Omar Rabbi Yehuda al peh lav tnohu. So we see from Rashi, we're talking about Tnoim. Almenas she'ein lecha ksube. So Rabbi Yehuda said, it's not a Tnai. V'Rabbi Yossi soval Tno kayim. Rabbi Yossi says, they could make a Tnai. B'tchile, meforish lekam on tchiles mai. What the tchile? It's a very sosom de kalosh. But lipsoif divrei hakel eino meicheles. But lipsoif divrei hakel eino meicheles. She's not meichel. I mean, yeah, shekvar zochso. Because she was zoiche in the ksube, vamiroso lav klum, elo imkein kosvo shoivo hiskabalti. Now, so let us just let's stop for 1 second. So from Rashi we see 2 things. We're speaking about a Tanai. That's one thing Zicha speaking about. We're speaking about a Tanai. Now, so the Gemara, the Rabbi Yehuda holds a Tanai doesn't help. Rabbi Yehuda holds a Tanai does help. So speaking about a Tanai, a Menashe ein lecha ksube. Now the Gemara was speaking about, so there's a machloikis by tchilas chupe, soiv chupe, does a Tanai help? Now, kan shoyel haben, and there are many bonim that ask this kasha, so why do you talk about chupe? And the lechere, what's it? I mean, in the chuppah alone, there's a pesach shaila, Tnai does help, Tnai doesn't help. The chuppah alone, l'chayre, we said over a moira de kishar hamelech, which somehow maybe can shed some light. The shar hamelech said, there's nesuin in this chuppah. Nesuin means, nichnasa l'rshus abal, she's a nesua l'gabi yirusha, l'gabi other things, she's not even a nesua. And then there's chuppe, and chuppe is the chelik hasimche that is done. That means nichnasa l'rshus abal. He says she goes over to her husband's rshus. She's there for 2 days. That's a nesua. It's yerusha. Then afterwards, they invite their friends, and they make a sude, and the simche, and then by the end of this matzev, he's boiled her. So that means, b'soif ha'layla, m'stame, he's boiled her. That's after the sude, after the dancing, after all of the mitzvah times, then he's boiled her. So we have here, and that's chuppah. That's not nisuin, that's chuppah. Now somehow, our Gemara was mekasher ksube to chuppah. Which is one problem, what ksube is a p'shashach is with chuppah go. Aba al kaponim, let us accept that. So the Gemara says like this. So we have here a machloikis, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Betchilas chuppah, in the middle of the chuppah, the middle of the chuppah, by the side of the chuppah, before the beer, there Rabbi Yossi holds, you can make a t'nai. Shema shamayim. You can make a t'nai, amenashe ein lecha like sube. Pilei plaim. So it comes out, before the beile, Rabbi Yossi holds, you can make a t'nai. We're not up to ksube yet. She's on the sue, it's chuppah, to make a t'nai. This we have to understand, but let's go further. But that's what the Gemara says. After the Be'ile, kvar zochso, Nehirashi says, the lomdis in Ravdimi. After the Be'ile, kvar zochso, so it would seem, not understanding why it is that way, that seems that she's zoiche, the ksube, after the Be'ile, and that, no, if she was Eicha de Ksube, so then, number one, you can't make a T'nai anymore. I mean, I'm not saying Eicha Ksube, Kvar Zochsa be Ksube, she has a Ksube already, number one. And number two, they have to write a Shoiva, fill according to Rabbi Yossi. Why can't she be Moichel? That's also a problem. But she can't be Moichel. Then, after she was Eicha de Ksube already, so then you have to write a shaiva. So it would just seem al kaponim from this chelik of the Gemara that till the Be'ile it's still possible to make a t'nai, and after, but with the Be'ile she's zoich already in the ksube, then mechila doesn't help, t'nai is opkeret doesn't help, mechila doesn't help, and then according to everyone you need a shaiva. Now, I just want to mention one vote. The Haflah mentions this vote, and he has problems with the vote, but the vote is a Moiridike vote. He wants to say that the Taich of Moyar Hapsulois is the Taich Shviras Hapsulois. And after he shaved the Psulim Yozaraksuba. That's the Chiv Diyaraisa. And that's the Kvar Zochso. The kvaz after the Be'ile. Other things are the rabbonons, and it seems with the rabbonons you could somehow get away with everything. Al kaponim, but after the Be'ile, that's already a deraisa dike mechayev, and then that he wants to say such a thing. Al kaponim, you have to know what's with the rabbon dike chiv. I can make it my after the. But al kaponim, we understand one vote. We could understand how the Bila comes in over here. The Bila is some sort of a factor in the Chiyav Ksube. And after the Bila is Kvar Zochso. And it's Kvar Zochso, so then there's nothing what to talk about. That is what Rav Dimi said, B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And Rabbi Yochanan said, let's see, Natchilas Chupe, Umay Soif, Soif Bia. Now let's see the next Rashi. So, Rabbi Bo said, Rabbi Yochanan said, that even though our Lashonis sound like we're Chaylik, but there's really no Machloikis, that Machloikis Tchilas Chupe, Umay Soif, Soif Bia. Bochi Koma. Mitchilas Chupe, Va'at Soif Chupe, Pligi Bo. Seif Chup is before the Bila. Rabbi Yehuda ve Rabbi Yossi. Avo Mishebo leo moide Rabbi Yossi de ein bid vorov klum. Now, the Dvarav is very interesting. Dein bedvarav klum. So, lachayre Rabbi Yossi means that he can't make a Tanai anymore. That's for sure. Dein bedvarav klum. And then Rashi had said before, and I don't know that he can't make a Tanai. And she can't be Moichel either. She has to write a Shaiva. V'chi amina ano. And now Rabbi Yochanan said it. That's what Rabbi Shuben Levi is saying. That Tchilas Chuppe, Atzayv Chuppe, there's a machlokes. After Bile, nothing helps. You need a Shoiva. And I said, Bein Bezu, machlokes, Lava Soif the Rabbi Yeshua come in. I said, Besoif, there's also machlokes. Allah Soif Chuppe, the Kaidem Bia. So we're saying the same thing. I said that Rabbi Bo said, don't be misled from our Lashonis. We're saying the same thing. That what? That I hold, that Rabbi Shuba Levi and I both hold. Till the beer, the machlokes, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, if a Tanai will help. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Tanai can help, also Chizikul Divraim. Rabbi Yossi holds that Tanai will help. After the Be'ile is Kval Zochso, now the Ksuba is hers, so then the only way she can pata the Chiyav Ksuba is with writing a Shev. Period. So far, not too bad. Let us go a little further. Ki Osa Rovin. Now, when Rovin came, Omar Rabin said over, it's a little different, the Lashonis of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Ki osa Rovin, Omar Rab Shimon ben Pazi, Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapore, Machloikis lebesoif. The Machloikis is, the whole Machloikis is lebesoif. Avo betchile divrei hakel mecheles. Now, he's telling us a chiddush in Rabbi Yehuda. He's telling us a chiddush in Rabbi Yehuda. Now, what is a machloikis? The whole machloikis Rabbi Yis in Rabbi Yehuda is by besoif. Avo betchile, everyone holds mecheles. Fine. Now, so even though we knew Rabbi Yehuda said, we had a Gemara before, that also Chizuk LeDivreihem, Yoise Mishal Teire, that's Arke B'Soif, Abba B'Tchile, Rabbi Yehuda is also Moide, that's Moicheles, we'll see minute what B'Tchile means. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Bein Bezu Machloikis, the Machloikis B'Tchile also, Omar Rebbe Yabohu. Now let's go. Now Rabbi Boy is going to hurt with the Dima Fashali Minei de Rabbi Yochanan. I heard from Rabbi Yochanan. Da Ano ve Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi loy palgina nadodi. This is not machlokes. Maile besoif da Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi soif chupe. Soif means soif chupe. That, there's a machlokes. Saif chupe is before the be'ilah. Saif chupe, there's a machlokes. Can you make a tnai? L'chayr, we're talking about tnai. Umay tchile, tchilas chupe, the beginning of the chupe. By the beginning of the chupe, Rabbi Yehuda is also moide that you can make a tnai. Now here we're in Gansen in Gansen don't understand what's flying here. What's the difference between the beginning of the chuppah, the end of the chuppah? So we have to understand what happened by the beginning of the chuppah. We learned on Daf Nun Bova Medalef, Rabbi Yosef Chizuk LeDivrei, finish Masna Mashekosu Batoire. Does not help, because also Chizuk LeDivreihem. So now all of a sudden, there's a difference between Tchilas Chuppe and Soif Chuppe. Soif Chuppe, there's a machloikis, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds, and the Soif Chuppe, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you need a shaiva, a tanai will not help anymore. And Rabbi Yossi says that tanai will help soif chuppe. Tchilas chuppe, everyone knows that tanai will help. So here I have to understand what the svar is. Yeah. Now, we didn't finish this. So this was Rabbi Bo heard from Rabbi Yochanan, what Rabbi Shuben Levi is saying. That there's a machloikis, there's a machloikis, and betchila, there's no machloikis. So he said, you know what tchila means? Tchila means tchila schupe. V'chi kam, and I said, bein bezu machloikis. I said, betchila, there's also machloikis. V'chi kamina ano, bein bezu machloikis. Tchilas biye, v'soif biye. That means, tchilas biye means before the biye. That's what Rabbi Shuben Levi called soif, the soif chupe. So then I said, then there's a machloikis, and after the beer, there's also machloikis. Now, what machloikis do you have after the beer? So lechayre here, you can't say we're speaking about a tnai shem shemayim. We can't say we're speaking about a tnai after the beer. And Rabbi Yossi still holds that Balpeh is good. So here we would have to say, after the Biyah, the Zichachi of Ksuba, you can't make a, what do you make a Tanayim and Ashelach of Ksuba? Shem Shamayim, it's a Yosad of Ksuba. So we have to say, there's a new machloikis, how if he could be Moichel Balpeh, or you need a Mechila, if you need a Mechila B'Shoiva. And others want to say that could be, it's all one big machlekes. That means like this, Rabbi Yehuda holds Osa Chizuk L'Devreim. So Osa Chizuk L'Devreim works on two fronts. Number one, you cannot make a tnai. You can't make a tnai. And number two, Mechila also doesn't help because Osa Chizuk L'Devreim. Unless you make a shaiva. A shaiva, that's already a receipt, that she received it, that helps. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold this whole Indian of also Chizuk L'Devreim. So Memele, before the Bia you could make a Tanai. After the Bia she could be Meichel. So that's that. But then we just have to understand, but by Tchilas Chuppe, all of a sudden Rabbi Yehuda forgot about the Chizuk. That we have to understand what happened over there. That's a problem. That's difficult to understand. But Al Kaponim, so we have here our Machloikis, Ravin and Ravdimi. But the way we have it in front of us, the Machloikis is as follows. That Ravdimi said, according to Rav Abo's explanation, so Ravdimi said that after the Biyah, that means the whole Machloikis is till the Biyah, and there that Rabbi Yehuda holds Balpeh is no good, and Rabbi Yossi holds Balpeh is good, but after the Biyah, Rabbi Yossi is also Moide that you have to write a Shoiva, it's Kvar Zochso. When it's zochs already, then Mechila doesn't help. The Ritva says, wants to say a pshat, why doesn't Mechila help? I Mechila helps on all chayvis, because she's really not Meichel Belev Sholem, so unless she writes a shayva, the Mechila doesn't, a Mechila Balpeh doesn't help. Shayva already is, if she wrote a shayva, that somehow means that she is Meichel. But a Mechila Balpeh is no good. So this is Divrei Rav Dimi. And Ravin said, according to the explanation of Rav Abo, Ravin said that after Biyah, before the Biyah, we have a Machloikis, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Balpen never helps. So that means, in other words, you can't make a tnai before the biya. You can't be moichel after the biya. You can only do one thing. You write a shaiva, that's good. Now you write a shaiva, that's good. And Rabbi Yossi holds before the biya you can make a tnai, after the biya can be moichel balpen. But by tchilas chupim, then everyone holds, afilo Rabbi Yehuda, that then l'chayre atnai will help.